All right, here we go, folks. Hope you had a great weekend. Hope you did. Hope you got some fun stuff done. Hey, Deborah Fisher, good to see you. James Casey, good to see you as well. So many folks, glad all of you are here. Again, hope you had a great weekend. Hope you had a great weekend. Relaxing here. Glad to be back in the saddle, though, for a full week. Slated full of shows. Tons of stuff to be getting into. Hey, Ryan. Hey, Pam. And, man, if you're in Portland, let's start there. We're not going to go into it now. But if you're in Portland, I feel bad for you. It's not even really America anymore. Certainly, if you're someone who loves America, loves freedom, loves everything else, loves the way that things have been. If you're there, I apologize. Because it's not the way things are supposed to be. At all. Stoked to have you here, Riley. Thanks, man. But if you're in Minneapolis, man, things blew up there again. We're going to get to that in a second. We're back on the violent train. We're back on the looting and destruction train. You know, all the normal responses the communities have when something goes wrong. Hey, doppelganger. Greetings from the shithole state of Michigan. Yeah, you got a rough one there. Great people up there, but your governor, not so good. Not so good. Hey, Kelly. Hey, Kelly, blessings to you as well. So we're going to get into Minneapolis. We're going to touch on that in a second because there's a lot to unpack there. And it's literally changing kind of by the second or minute. Hey, Joel from Texas. But we've got some other stories we're going to touch on too. We're going to touch on some anchors that we all love to hate. We're going to talk about Chris Wallace, Pete Buttigieg, maybe in a little different light than we typically talk about Chris Wallace. We're going to talk about CNN's Brian Stelter. Yeah, that guy. It's awful. Old movies, all of a sudden a problem. One of them, one from a legend, by the way, a living legend. If you don't know what I'm talking about, that's your hint. But we'll get to that. We're going to talk about that because this movie that was, I think, what, 13 years ago? Now a huge problem. All of a sudden the woke culture's got an issue with it. PC mobs going after it. And people in Canada. People in Canada. Hey there. Mick, I can't even say your name, but hello. Welcome to the show. Hey, Justin. Good to see you. But people in Canada pushing back. You know, we talked about last week, Ontario province, other places within Canada are starting to really push back down. They're locking down. They're putting curfews in. All of that. All of that. And it's absolutely ludicrous. It's insane. But it's not going over so well. So we're going to get into so much. It all starts here in a second. But before we do, hey, Johnny. Hey, a lot of you guys all coming in at once. Good to see you. Thanks, Bubba. Glad to have you. Before we get into all of that, please give some love to Mammoth Nation. Mammoth Nation is America's conservative discount club. They are on a mission to keep this country great. Stick to the Constitution, your Second Amendment. They support our law enforcement, our military. It's better than a donation to a PAC or a candidate. They take the guesswork out for you. And in return, you get discounts on all sorts of amazing products and services, stuff that you're already paying for now, whether it's wireless, internet, insurance, medications, all sorts of other products that you need and want. So check it out. It's mammothnation.com. If you become a lifetime member like me, they'll send you American flag, some other goodies just for signing up. Again, it's mammothnation.com. Join the fight. All right, Erica, glad you made a live show. Again, thanks for being here. Noah, New York. Debs from England. Thanks so much, Debs. Appreciate the support from over there. Lots of people watch from England. Love that they do that. And I know it's later, so glad that you're here. Again, lots to get into. So let's start here, and we have to start here. As the Derek Chauvin trial takes place, I don't know, 15, 20 miles away, whatever the number is, it's close. There was an officer-involved shooting, which you no doubt have heard. If you haven't heard of this, I don't know what rock you're under, but there was an officer-involved shooting in the Brooklyn Center area of Minnesota, which again is the Minneapolis, the broader Minneapolis area. And a young black male was killed in the process. We'll come back to that. But as any rational-minded person would do, particularly in 2021, right? Because that's where we are. I don't like it very much. Thought 2020 sucked. 2021 is remarkably worse. But in this day and age, and in woke America, people immediately, and I mean immediately, it didn't take long, decided to go after police, loot, up their wardrobe, up their electronics game, some car parts. Because the business owners in the area were definitely responsible for this, right? I mean, it had to be their fault that this whole scene happened. It was them who shot Mr. Wright. No. Golly. this is what happened. This is we've got a couple clips. We've got a lot to break down as it pertains to this. But this was the scene after the shooting. They just heard it. No details again. No details. This is a mashup of the looting that's going on in Minneapolis and the Brooklyn Center area in particular.
This shit is fucking crazy. People are just stealing shit. Look at all this.
There's a liquor store there. For those of you listening to the podcast version, we saw people ransacking a store, as we typically see in these events now. And now they're showing the scenes of a liquor store that's just been utterly destroyed. Alcohol abuse, by the way, because there's alcohol all over the floor. Broken bottles, broken glass. People in there getting some stuff off the top shelf. All right. So I see the comments coming in. We're all kind of on the same page here. Look, it's ridiculous. It's absolutely insane. I love this. J. Van Brown says, this is a good time to own a hardware store. They always seem to be left alone. That's true. I haven't seen one of them destroyed yet. That doesn't mean they haven't been, but maybe that's a good point. These don't seem like the constructive types going to these stores. But honestly, when you see this, when you see this behavior, you see this action, look, the visuals might be similar over the last year and a half, but it doesn't matter who's doing it. It doesn't matter what race they are, what ethnicity they are. If you act like this, you are animals. And if you're offended by that, I simply don't care. I simply don't care. Because you're blinded by this new world that everyone's pushing, where this is acceptable. When it was all starting and happening last year, after Floyd in the first place, it was like, these people are animals. It's not because of what race they are. It's not because of what neighborhood they are. It's because of how they're acting, without thought. They're just going off pure emotion. And most everyone, all in those videos there, and there's a gazillion of them online. You go to Twitter, you could spend the entire day, all 24 hours, watching videos of what happened and what's happening and what will happen tonight, by the way, in Brooklyn Center in the Minneapolis area. But none of those people knew Dante Wright. They didn't know this dude. They didn't know anything about him, for that matter. This was just an opportunity. An opportunity to go get free shit. Pure and simple. And they're just buying into this statistically false narrative that black people are being hunted down, gunned down by white police officers in droves. It's not true. The opposite is. The exact opposite is. Now, I mean, look, I always say this and I mean it here too. It sucks that this kid died. Did he do the right thing? No. Did the officer do the right thing? Doesn't look like no. We'll talk about that in a second. But I'm not cheering this on. I'm not saying, oh, it happened. Deal with it. No, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying this is not the response. What you just saw is not the right response. Seeing scenes like this, as people are chanting, you know, this is war, we want war, whatever, whatever the hell they're talking about here, this is not normal.
We're not fucking going anywhere. Fuck running. We're fucking safe. Fucking flashbang.
That should get you there closer.
So that's it. That's America, by the way. Just a reminder. Did you ever see scenes like that 12, 16, 18 months ago? No. Limited. Limited. Yeah, I mean, there was Rodney King. When the Lakers used to win, they'd burn stuff. But not like it is now. Not like it is now. Not like it is every night damn near in Portland. It's absolutely insane. BLM are a bunch of losers. You're right. But... And look, we're just, more and more details are coming out. Part of the problem is these things happen, and that's the knee-jerk reaction. Not that they really care about him, the family, the cop, any of that stuff. They just want their stuff. They want an excuse to do this because of whatever, victim mindset, because they see it as an opportunity, all of the above. But what we know about this cat is that he had a warrant for his arrest for possessing a firearm that he wasn't allowed to. And he tried to flee law enforcement. You've seen the dash cam. The dash cam's there. We almost pulled it. I said it not to because the YouTube overlords hate violent stuff. So it's just going to put us in that much more jeopardy by showing it. So we'll just talk about it. But you can see it. It's online. And the female officer made a mistake. She thought she had a taser. She had her service weapon. She fired one time, hit him, then was like, oh, shit, I shot him. The chief came on. Or whatever his role was, certainly leadership there, I think it was the chief, and said it was a negligent discharge, accidental discharge, whatever terminology he used. But look, the commentary now is, okay, this is a bad cop. This cop needs more training. This cop made a mistake. Okay, yeah. Certainly, if you're that panicked in a traffic stop, yes, he's got a warrant, this, that, and the other. And I know we've got cops here. Red Voice is one of them saying it right now. They both made fatal errors, bad weapon handling, and noncompliance. So there's going to be a ton of people justifying this now even further. And tonight, things will be worse, I predict, than it was last night. Because they're going to say, see, even the police are saying it was a bad shoot. She screwed up. But as Red Voice is saying there, as I'm saying about to say now, and everyone else with a brain should be saying is, okay, you're right. She did screw up. But it's not that simple. That's not the only point of the discussion. He was noncompliant. A surefire way not to get tased, which she meant to do allegedly, or a surefire way not to get shot, purposefully or accidentally, is to just comply with law enforcement. To also not be, this guy, if you look at some of the stuff that's surfacing now, this guy was a scumbag. Again, not celebrating his death. Not at all. But his social media posts are vile. This kid had some serious issues. Was into some stuff. So he's not, kind of like George Floyd. Look, this is not a hero. Does everyone want him dead? No, you shouldn't. But this is where we are. This cop screwed up. He screwed up. The situation would not have happened were it not for him. And now you've got this response, which once again, from communities there, it's going to be all over. They're doing a specific deal in Portland for him tonight as well, are going to go crazy. They're going to over-respond. And you've got, look, this tweet came out actually before kind of the news of how things developed and before we realized that this female officer made a mistake. But this was the governor tweeting things out earlier. I'm closely monitoring the situation. Governor Walz in Minnesota. Closely monitoring the situation in Brooklyn Center. Gwen and I are praying for Dante Wright's family as our state mourns another life of a black man taken by law enforcement officer. By law enforcement, excuse me. Now look. He's just saying it to start. He starts off okay there. First of all, you got to know that this guy is a disaster of a human and a disaster of a governor. But he starts off okay. We're mourning with the family. You should. Sucks when someone, especially one of your own residents, gets killed. Purposely, not on, you know, whatever. Whatever the circumstances are. That shouldn't be the desired outcome. But then he gets into some trouble, which is not surprising. I'm not surprised by this at all. It pisses me off. He gets into the another black life part, which, yes, it does. Again, sucks that Dante Wright's gone. Sucks that he happened to be black. All those things suck. But all he's doing there is pandering. Because, again, he didn't have all the details at that point. And he's buying into the whole false narrative about what's happening in this country, which, A, perpetuates that message, which is not true. It's not my opinion. There are law enforcement statistics from multiple sources, FBI, you name it, proving everything to the contrary of what's being said in the mainstream media, what's being said by Black Lives Matter, all of that. So you're A, perpetuating the message, and then B, you're helping lead to these riots, this looting, destruction, and violence, all in your state and in your areas. You're basically saying, we did it again. You guys should go riot. It's okay. And then they know it's okay because they get away with it. A couple of you have commented about that. It just keeps going. And you know why? Because they don't get in trouble. There's no consequences for it. It's disappointing. It's disappointing. And all the while, you saw this. You saw this over the weekend. Well, here's this picture, by the way. Notice how the media is portraying him. They always show this picture. Multiple people have shown this picture on the side here. John Cardillo, good buddy, former law enforcement officer, also put this out. The media is showing Dante Wright over there, as opposed to the other version of him and all these other pictures that are out there. That's the gun. I think that was in question. But you see all of his other vile posts. They did the same thing with Floyd. They do the same thing so much. And again, this shouldn't be about race. It should be, hey, let's talk about the facts and the details here. Let's talk about who this was, what happened, where we can improve, because there's room for improvement on our side in this particular case. The case of law enforcement, the case of, you know, all of that. But they're already pinning it up there. You see that everywhere. You see the cute little boy and Dante and, oh, how could this happen? Another person hunted down. No, stats don't lead to any of that. That's not true. Has it happened before? Sure. But is it a widespread issue? No. Your emotions tell you that. The news tells you that. Your friends tell you that. But I implore you to please, 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 please go find some data that supports that. And again, the way the community is responding, less than human. It's just, it's awful to see. And I don't care what color you are, where you're from, what neighborhood you're from. You could live in a country club. You could live in the hood. You could live anywhere in between. And you could be six different colors. I don't freaking care. You don't go and burn down your community. People who have nothing to do with that incident when this stuff happens. But that's what's happening. And that's what will continue to happen. And by the way, we haven't even gotten to the end of the Chauvin trial. We're not even there yet. It's wild. Probably the racist roads that caused all that. Yeah, we're going to get to that in a second, Red Voice. So, by the way, side point, I was going to bring it up earlier. We'll just kind of skip past it. But notice, too, lots of comments in here about BLM, about Black Lives Matter, who's a Marxist organization, self-identified. Their words, not mine. They want to destroy the country. Their words, not mine. Their founder has all these, I'll pop it up. There, you maybe saw the New York Post title, and there was lots of talk about it over the weekend. But another $1 million plus property added So it's paying pretty well. They put nothing into communities and help. They're really good at destroying communities and taking care of themselves. Because again, they hate this country. They don't like anyone. They just have the most clever, well-crafted name ever, because you can't stand against that. You don't like Black Lives Matter? No, I like black people and think that they matter. I do not like Black Lives Matter, the organization, because they should be labeled a terrorist organization. That's where we're at. I believe all lives matter. If you don't, then I think you're racist. And the people who have a problem with that comment are racist. It's ridiculous. All right, guys, before we continue on, I'm going to get to Chris Wallace, Pete Buttigieg, Racist Rhodes, by the way, here in a second. Before we do that, please give us some love on social media. Please give us a like on Facebook, Twitter, Parler, and Gab. You can see all the handles right here on the screen. If you're listening, just search Drew Berquist. Look for the yellow DB logo. You'll find us. Also, please, if you have not subscribed here on YouTube down in the corner, once you've clicked subscribe, you can click the bell icon and click all notifications. Please also ensure if you have subscribed before, if you have tried to get the notifications before, that you click the button again, ensure that it's still there because a lot of people have been unsubscribed. Also, go over to Rumble. You can do on the Rumble app or rumble.com and search Drew Berquist or Drew Berquist Live. You'll find it. Subscribe there. We greatly appreciate your support on all of these platforms. All right, we definitely do, guys. You know that we do. Please give us some love. Again, people are being taken from our pages all the time. Shadow bans, squelching, you name it. We deal with it all. It's not just us, but we certainly do too here. It's been crushing us. So love the support. Please like this video as you're watching it, whichever platform you're on. If you don't like it, we're glad you're still here. Take part in the conversation. Be civil, but hang around. All right, well, you guys know how I feel about Fox News' Chris Wallace. I think we're all kind of on the same page there. He's a smug, vile little human. Claims he's conservative, but is he? I don't think so. No. But in fairness, and we've had a lot of these instances here lately that we've talked about on the show, every once in a while he gets something right. And he's gotten a couple points here right lately. And I get that he's trying to, because someone's going to say this, he's trying to make a comeback and make his name better after the last administration and how just awful he was during it. You're right. Absolutely. There's some manipulation going on here, for sure. Him and Fauci are secret brothers. I could see that. They're both tiny. They're both awful. They both hate America. But as much as I despise this guy, and trust me, I do. I think he's just a vile, vile creature. He did get this right. Credit's due where credit's due, and he deserves some of this because he called out Pete Buttigieg, you know, who, of course, is the Secretary of Transportation because he loved trains and playing with cars growing up, so he's definitely qualified. This was the first part of the scene. Then we'll discuss briefly and get back into the next one.
I want to give you another fact check. All of you in the Biden administration have been selling this plan as a huge jobs creator. Here you are just last Sunday.
The American Jobs Plan is about a generational investment. It's going to create 19 million jobs. And we're talking about economic growth that's going to go on for years and years.
But it turns out the study you're citing from Moody's Analytics says the economy will add 16.3 million jobs without the infrastructure bill and 2.7 million more with it. So it doesn't, as you said last Sunday, create 19 million jobs.
So he calls them out there. Fox shows the stat. Chris shows the stat. They've been pushing. It's more than just the jobs figures with this spending bill, this tax hike, everything that they're doing there. They've been pushing a lot, not telling really any truth with it whatsoever, other than the fact that it's expensive. But the conversation continued on. I'd break it up there for licensing purposes. Here was Pete's dodge and non-response to Chris calling him out on it again and again.
Again, Secretary Buttigieg, why mislead folks?
Well, you're right, I should have been more precise. The 19 million jobs that'll be created are more than the jobs that'll be created if we don't do the plan. And it's very important to make this point. As
right,
you just
2 million,
showed us,
2 million more,
Moody's
not,
is
not
saying that we
million.
Will create 2.7 million. Yeah, exactly. It'll create 2.7 million more jobs than if we don't do it. And that's very important because there are people on this network and others saying with a straight face that this would somehow reduce the number of jobs. In fact, at least according to that Moody's analysis, 2.7 million additional jobs if we pass this package. Just further proof that it's good for the economy, and taken as a whole, it's going to add jobs compared to doing nothing.
But would you agree that you and the president and Brian Deese, the economic advisor on this program last week, you all exaggerated the jobs impact?
Look, there are a lot of different analyses about just how many million jobs this is going to create. I saw a Georgetown study. I think it said an investment of this type will create or save 10 to 15
million. Secretary, you're the one.
I love it. So would you agree that you've been pushing this? Non-answer. Never addressed it. At one point was like, yeah, exactly. No. He's saying, and again, I loathe Chris Wallace. He's a snake in the grass. He's awful. But Pete never answered. And I love Tyler James's comment too, going back to Pete's qualifications. He said, since I played with Legos as a kid, technically that makes me an architect and a contractor. Absolutely. Licensed and insured. Go get it. Go make that money. You can do it. James, I don't understand. Are you doing the show here in the chat today, Drew? We are chatting here. If you're missing something, I don't know what's going on, but we're here. We're chatting. We're live. Having a good time talking about Chris Wallace, who did. So looking at those clips, he did get it right there. He called him out. Is he on our team? No. But we'll give credit where credit's due. And he did it right there because Pete Buttigieg doesn't know what he's talking about at all. And this is just, look, again, this is one example. One example of them lying, misleading people. But these people lie and abuse Americans with their policies, their descriptions. And you know why they do it? You know why they keep going with it? It's similar to the conversation we just had about what's happening in Brooklyn Center, Minnesota. They do because people let them get away with it. People fall for it in the case of these lies. They know. Democrats know. Their messaging, their platform, it is anti-American, 100%. But they are clever, and they play this game better than the conservatives and the GOP do. They know that most Americans are gullible, stupid. So they're going to keep going as long as people listen. We're going to add 19 million jobs. Are we really? No. But they'll believe it. Let's just go with it. We're going to do this. We're not taking away jobs. Yes, we are. We're not doing this. Yes, we are. They get away with it because people go along with it. People watch CNN. They listen to Pete Buttigieg. They listen to Biden. They listen to Cam when she's not cackling and laughing. Don't take any politician on face value. Just don't. Speaking of him, we're not going to dive into this because I want to speed ahead with some of the other topics here. But speaking of Buttigieg, he's done it multiple times now. Made reference to highways and infrastructure over the weekend, a term that infrastructure the Democrats really struggle with, apparently. We've learned that, all of us, over the last week or two. But he described them, hey Jane, good to have you here. He described them, roads and infrastructure, as racist. Because that's everything is now. And again, I'm honest, I'll be real with you guys. You know I always am. I'm getting confused on what all these terms mean. I understand that by their new definition, just because I love my country, I'm conservative, am kind to everyone, but I'm not seeing things the way they are, that I'm racist, I'm white supremacist, I'm all these things. So are you. So is everyone else. Understand that patriots are now domestic extremists. News to me. Served this country. Deployed over 30 times. Apparently just because I love this country, I'm awful. So are you. All these terms are changing. And then they label all these things, but they use those ones that are hard to push back against. As soon as you say someone's racist, that's a PR nightmare. As soon as you say they're a bigot, PR nightmare. All these terms, they throw them out there, and they just lob it over the fence. Like, well, let's just try this one. Let's say that this guy is this. Let's say that this woman is that. So sick of it. So freaking sick of it. Can't even tell you. BM, deleted the CNN app off my mom's phone. Good. Good for you. If they won't do it, you just do it for them. All right, guys, give some love real quick to UFM Underwear for Men, then we'll continue on. Men, we have a lot of serious problems in the world. Some are outside of our control, and some are within. One that you most certainly can control is what's happening south of your border. I am talking about your junk, and UFM Underwear for Men has the solution. Most men's underwear these days do not provide actual support, but rest easy, UFM's do. Their patented pouch system eliminates all skin-on-skin contact in your nether regions and move with your body so you can go from one activity to the next without a second thought. They're great for sports, work, everyday use. There's even certain medical applications as well, all because of their unique drawstring adjustable support pouch that allows you to increase the support to your preference and provides actual support. So support your manhood, treat yourself right, you deserve it. Go to UFMUnderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. Ladies, you can do the same thing. Head on over there at UFMUnderwear.com, use promo code Drew to save $6. All right, we talked Chris Wallace, so let's hit on one other person that just drives us crazy here, or at least should. Brian Stelter, CNN. I said, you know how I feel about Chris Wallace? You definitely know how I feel about Brian Stelter over at CNN. At least you should. Not a fan. He's awful. He reeks of weakness. And people like him are honestly confusing to me, too, because it's like you're either living in a fantasy world where he literally can't see past like the rainbows and unicorns leaping in meadows that are in his vision, like his the way he sees it. Or he's in bed with the network and their false narrative. Divisive narrative. Either way, it's bad. It's not good. Brings no value to anyone, anywhere. But this was him talking this weekend about vaccines and selfies. He is Mr. Potato. You're right, Red Voice. Just listen to this conversation. And then think about the fact that he has a show on a major network, although it shouldn't be one. He's got a job there.
It's really important to see all these TV anchors, personalities, showing themselves getting the shot. We've seen a lot of vaccine selfies from lots of folks at lots of different networks. It's been really inspiring to see. You know, the Today Show even brought the co-host outside for a live group vaccination this week. And Rachel Maddow on Friday on MSNBC talked about how she was really fearful of the needle, really worried about it. And yet it was important to get the shot, and she did. And there she is talking about it on air. So, I say all of that to make the following point. Where are Tucker and Sean Hannity and Laura Ingraham? Where is Ainsley Earhart and Steve Doocy and Brian Kilmeade? Where are the biggest stars on Fox getting vaccinated? I get it's a personal choice. I get that's between, you know, the hosts and their healthcare provider. But everybody else is doing it, right, Matt? I mean, all across television, all these anchors are rolling up their sleeves. Why do you think we haven't seen the biggest stars on Fox News get vaccinated or show us their vaccine selfies?
That was a segment on a real live show on CNN. How dare they not take selfies? Which along with participation trophies have killed this country. Those two things seem small. They're disastrous. If you're taking a selfie right now, thinking about one, slap yourself, wake up, smash your phone. You're not responsible enough to have a phone yet. You're just not there yet. It's not about you. It's not about, drives me crazy. But notice how he says, and I get it's everyone's personal choice. They get to do whatever they want. But why aren't they doing exactly what I want them to do? Why aren't they going along with the narrative that we're trying to push here? It's killing us that they're not doing that. Rails on them. Rails on all those names at Fox. Bet he didn't get it. Yeah, well, I don't know if he did or not. He probably did. Are you kidding? But it's absolutely crazy that he thinks he's so off that he thinks, A, that anyone really listens to him or values him. Again, Stelter's the kind of guy that even your parents are like, all right, let's move on from this one. But the fact that you think that people are going to listen, and the fact that you think that everyone has to get this, everything that he said there wasn't anything right in it. He started the one sentence where I get it's their choice. He could have finished that off a little differently, but he got everything wrong. Hey, Nathan, no worries. Glad he made it. Every Sally, Dick, and Jane has a cell phone camera that bites. Yeah, it does. I was talking about it with a buddy the other day. I wish you could go back. It's tricky working in digital media, publishing, hosting shows, this, that, and the other. Just when you're in that space, you unfortunately need technology. You unfortunately need those big platforms. But I wish that I could go back to just a simple flip phone kind of a thing. But the services don't want you having that. So they don't even really make those. Yes, you can get them still, but they do everything they can to not have you use that. Wild. Was hoping not to use Valium today, but here comes Mr. Potato Head, said Sharon. Yep, sorry, Sharon. It's Monday, lots of stories to cover. It's 2021 in woke America. Just where we're at. It's just where we're at. All right. Before we continue on, guys, best place to stay in touch with us is definitely over on DrewBerkowitz.com. Please head on over there, bookmark it, sign up for the newsletter. It's super easy. It's the best way for us to stay in touch with you, for you to stay in touch with us, with all that big tech is doing to squelch our voice. So please do that. You can watch the show there. You can listen to the show there. You can read great news commentary from our staff, from other partner sites that we work with. There's tons of reasons to go there. Please just do it and support it. It goes a long way in helping us. All right. So you remember how, I don't think we have any assets for this, but you remember how John Wayne came under attack last year, like a lot. The last 12 to 18 months, even though he's passed away, he's no longer with us. But he came under fire for comments and interviews that he did way back when. Way back when. Like a Playboy interview, other things that he's done. Well, the woke mob still came for him. They wanted airports renamed. They wanted all sorts of stuff. Which just shows how ridiculous, I'm making up words, how ridiculous they are. But now they're coming for Clint Eastwood, who, thank God, is still with us because he's a stud. The guy's just an animal. From the films that he's acted in, the films that he's written and directed, all of it. But they're mad about his 2008 film, Gran Torino, which was a great film. Slow, but a great film, which they now think is racist. Thank you, Jay Van Brown. Appreciate that. They now think this is racist, though. And if you remember, he's a curmudgeon. He's an old, what did he do? He was an auto worker, I think. Something like that. Old auto worker, though. Living in this neighborhood that has lots of people of Asian descent in the neighborhood. He's just an old, frustrated man. Hey, Marine for Life, what's up? Old, frustrated man. And he says lots of things that are not necessarily acceptable anymore, nor something that we are condoning. But basically, this kid comes in. If you've seen the movie, you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, an Asian kid comes, tries to steal his Gran Torino at his house in this neighborhood. He catches him trying to do it, and then ends up having him help clean up around the neighborhood, his house, etc. This is the most simple synopsis I can give. But in the process, the two get to know each other. They get to understand each other. And yes, Clint Eastwood had said some racial slurs, which again were part of that era back then. That's how that generation talked about different people. I'm not saying it's okay. I'm just saying that's how it was. But they key in on that point and totally miss the point. This awesome story where Clint's helps this kid who was going to be a thief and do awful things, was mixed up with the wrong people, clean up the neighborhood, see the value of hard work, understand people with different backgrounds, different, you know, heritage, different all of that. So they both end up growing a ton from each other, getting better together, understanding. And again, does he say things that are controversial? Of course he does. That's the point. That's the point of growth. That's the point of this particular story arc in that film. And then he goes on to push back. Hey, Ben, Benjamin Button from Chicago. Yeah, another rough weekend in Chicago. I think 20 people shot. It was an awesome movie, Marine for Life. You're right. But anyways, you get the point. They went after it. They're saying, you're missing the point. Like, yes, there were racist things said. There were slurs said in that film. The point of the film was him getting better, him helping this kid, helping them see eye to eye on things, bringing communities together, bringing people together. But they're not okay with it. Drives me insane. Insane. Foxy Rockstar had a Torino station wagon. I love it. Yeah, Tyler James, that was a good one. I don't do DVDs anymore, but damn good movie. Damn good movie. And again, for the people out there canceling it or wanting to cancel him, who, by the way, was just acting in a film, you're missing the whole point, and there was an awesome message there. Awesome message there. All right, guys, before we continue on, whenever you're connected to an internet network on your phone, your computer, your tablet, iPad, what have you, you're sending all sorts of data. Personal stuff, private stuff, into the digital world that can be seen, intercepted by many different nefarious parties out there. A VPN protects you from that, and no one does it better than ExpressVPN. Think of it like using the internet. I say that I've just been using this example because it's a good one that they told me about, and I think it makes sense, is sending a postcard. Everyone can see it. That's the same thing you're doing if you're not using a VPN. So they give you that envelope to give you the protection. And the best part is, if you use the link here on the screen, I'll pop it up again, you can get 3 extra months for free, protect your data, and support the show all at the same time. So again, head on over to expressvpn.com/Drew Berquist. It goes a long way to help us, but more importantly, it goes a long way to help you protect yourself, your family, your loved ones, and your data. That's also important. All right, then let's end here. Then we'll get to some of your comments. I know there's lots of them flying through here. But Canada's, and this is quick, but I thought you guys would enjoy it and get a kick out of it. Canada is, you know, has been locking down in many areas. We talked about it last week. I think it was Toronto. School's done for the year. No more. Go home. Stay-at-home orders, lockdowns, you got it. So in Montreal, people were also told to lock down, and then the government had to put curfews in place. Well, this was the scene when police said to go home by 8 p.m. in Montreal. Take a look.
It's really important to see all these TV anchors, personalities.
This. I mean, you see the amount of people there. It's freaking awesome. I love it. Push back or be pushed over. It really comes down to that. It's that simple. Speaking of that, there is a new push back or be pushed over shirt. I don't have it on yet because it's not in yet, but it is available for you over on redbeachnation.com. Great shirt. Tons of other designs there. Head on over to redbeachnation.com. You can use promo code Drew to save 10%. You'll be glad that you did. And again, it goes back to us on the show here and supports us a lot. So you are in Montreal. We're under curfew 8 p.m. to 5 a.m. That's awful. I'm sorry for you. Sorry you're having to deal with that. I'm glad there's people pushing back, though, because again, guys, this comes down to that. There are some people in the government who are not all about control. A lot of them are. There are some who are just going along with this, the way the wind blows in this way, blows in that way. But there's a lot of them that just want to control. And if you continue to go along with it, if you continue to listen to the lies that Biden and Buttigieg, like what we were talking about earlier, if you continue to listen to Fauci, if you continue to listen to any of these people who are saying, don't do this until we tell you you can do this, you're part of the problem. And this will not end. Certainly not for you. But you're going to see more and more people like that pushing back. And then it's like choosing sides with where we are as a country and really as a world now. Do you value this or do you value this? And really, it's do you value this or do you not care and just want to go with the flow? But people have got to decide. Canada's locked down even at the border due to the so-called COVID. Can't drive through the border to get home. Alaska yet, love Canada. Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, for as bad as it has been in parts of the country here and still is in parts, again, lots of it open, lots of it getting back to normal, which is amazing. But Canada's gotten really bad. All right, so they're saying, this person from Canada here, Montreal, May 1st, which is what, a little over 2-3 weeks from now, Olympic Stadium, we're standing up. So there's apparently going to be some kind of a rally there at noon. Not endorsing what will or not happen there, but I think you should stand up. And that's an opportunity for you to do it. We'll have to look into more of what those details are, but thanks for letting us know what that is and where things are going. All right. Let's get to some comments, questions here. Lots to do with what happened in Brooklyn Center. So we'll spend some time on that before we go for the day and get into the rest of the week and whatever stories we've got. I promise you we'll be talking about Brooklyn Center again tomorrow because it's going to be worse tonight. Real quick here, Tracy O'Leary, Pangborn. It's all coming down to a civil war. I hope not, but we talk about it in the show. I fear you're right. It's a divorce or it's that. I called for a divorce again on Twitter this morning. I don't think they liked it because it didn't get very much reach. But look, that's where we are as a country. We don't like each other. We don't understand. The people who are rioting, for example, and looting and destroying other people's lives and businesses right now in Brooklyn Center in the Minneapolis area and in Portland every night, they don't understand how you and I see the world. We don't understand how they do. And there's no desire, particularly on their side. We've tried, but particularly on their side, to meet in the middle and talk about this. But when you get to that point, Red Voices, divide the map, I'm ready. I'm with it too. And I never wanted to say that. I never wanted to feel that way or think this. You do what I've done for the country, what Red Voice has done, what so many other people have done generations ago and right now in the present. And I hate saying it, but guys, when you loathe each other this much, I say you, I mean we as a country, there's no coming back from this. I would bet my life on it that you can't come back from it. It's just where we are. It's just the reality. It's not one that we are excited about. You shouldn't be cheering on the fact that we're in this awful tribal, hyper-partisan state, but we are. So let's recognize it. It's like the shooting yesterday. Let's recognize she did something wrong. He was an idiot. He was a criminal. If he hadn't been in that situation, if he had obeyed and complied, this would not have happened. They have destroyed us. Yeah, the Communist Party is alive and well here in America. They just call themselves something different, and then they refuse to say that or admit that they are. But it's what's happening. It's what's happening. It's ridiculous. Randy said earlier, I think Randy had to go, at what point is this going to be called what it is, war? And that goes on the comment we just talked about. We're headed there, but really we're there. It's kind of like the Cold War, where there aren't bullets flying, at least not in number. And that's where we're at. Because again, they're doing everything they can to manipulate the message. There's information wars going on. There's all sorts of stuff going on right in front of your noses. And some people recognize it, some people don't. I know people who literally are like, yeah, things are great. Like, I get it. Some people aren't happy with this person or that person, but overall things are great. I'm like, no. No, they're not, my friend. I'm glad that you are happy and doing well, but you gotta understand where this country's going. You gotta understand the pulse and the tone of the room. And the tone of the room is not things are okay. The tone of the room is this thing starting today, or is it starting in a couple weeks? Can we make it a couple years maybe? So it's not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. And really, as Randy's comment suggests, and we've said multiple times on the show here, is we're really there. There just aren't bullets flying. BM says, I hope they realize the war is far left versus all right. Not alt, all right. Not black versus white. Amen. Absolutely. And if you're so dumb that you can't see that, then there's some other problems we got to work through. And really, this is people who love America and what America is and can still become, because we can always improve, versus those who want to radically destroy it and think that it's awful. Color matters not. Community, ethnicity, all that matters not. It's, do you love this country? Do you believe in law and order? Do you believe in the Constitution? And are you grateful to live in what has been the greatest empire of the history of the world? Or do you hate it and are you ashamed of it and you want to actively destroy it? And anyone who loves it is awful and racist, because that's kind of where the lines are. I don't care what color you are. I don't care any of that. I just want people who love this country. Those are the people who are on my team. And don't listen to anyone on the other side who says, but I love this country. No, 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 no. You love what you think this country could become, which is a communist state. That's not what we're talking about here. I love this country now. I don't think this country is perfect. I don't think it ever will be perfect, because newsflash, none of us are perfect. So, but it's pretty damn amazing. Yeah, I saw that, Tyler. Tyler James brought up that I think it was North Las Vegas mayor. I didn't know they had North and South, or however they break it up there. But in fairness, when you're in Vegas, you're never that with it. But some Democrat Nevada mayor turned Republican because he hates socialism. Yeah, it was last week, I believe, flipped over. Here's one thing to take note of and feel good about is there's a lot of people who, again, are not awake to what is happening. They don't understand how dire of a situation we are in. But a lot of them, if they had to choose between the two, will choose America, safety and freedom for their kids, and will choose our side. Even some on the other side. Because at the end of the day, we can disagree on certain policy points. Where the radical left wants to take this is so different and is not what people are ingrained, you know, are used to. So there's a lot of people there. And then there's a lot of people who are starting to come over and see the light and be like, no. This is crazy. So there is some hope out there. I was going to bring that up, but it seems like there's a couple other people talking about something. I won't jump into that conversation. I want you guys to have your conversations too. All right, Red Voice said earlier, nothing says justice better than crime. Exactly. So ridiculous. I honestly don't get it. I said it earlier. I'll say it all week because I'm sure this is going to be going on all week. I don't understand the mindset of, in this case, putting myself in that situation. I feel wronged. So in response, I am going to go and destroy someone's business and or their life, because for some people, they can't make up those financial losses. I'm going to do that, and I'm going to feel good about it. Even though it accomplishes nothing, does nothing with the situation. Or I'm going to go and assault other police officers who had nothing to do with this. And 99% of police officers are good, selfless, hardworking people who love their community, do dangerous, hard work in long shifts for shit pay. And then you get some bad apples. And I'm not even, she made a mistake today. I'm not saying she's a bad apple. I don't know anything about her yet. I'll reserve judgment. But she did make a mistake. But you take the Chauvin thing. You take any of those things. You take, this actually happened. This was awful. Okay, yeah, there's bad stuff's going to happen everywhere. There's literally bad apples in every community, in every sector and industry. Bonnie said they riot because they know they can. We kind of touched on this. And they can get away with it. And they've been rioting for the last 16 months. Yeah, exactly. Imagine if things were done right in Portland, how this would be different today. You wouldn't have. They locked with people working for the law enforcement community, locked them in the building and lit it on fire this weekend. That kind of stuff's been happening since last year, since the beginning of last year. Joe Biden wouldn't even reference it for damn near 100 days during the campaign season leading up to the election. No problem. Nothing to see here. Antifa's just an idea. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about law enforcement officers who've been assaulted, blinded, had projectiles and explosives thrown at them. Tyler James, I can't stand watching the videos of violence towards business owners trying to protect their businesses like we've seen so much of last year. It makes me feel helpless. It does. Because again, they get screwed. Law enforcement gets screwed. The community gets screwed. Property value gets screwed. You name it. Everyone loses except for the animals that are going and doing it. And I don't care what color they are. They're animals. If you're behaving this way, you're an animal. If you're offended, I don't care. But they get away with it. So it is. You do feel helpless. Like, well, okay. Apparently, that's flipped too. Everything else is flipped. So now I'm crazy for thinking it's wrong to burn down, loot, or destroy someone's business that has nothing to do with this. They're not. You're right, Mark. They're not right in the head. And look, this is said a lot. Red Voice just said, 3 Georgia cops shot today. I'm going to go loot. Notice how different communities never do that. Notice how it's in these troubled communities in big metropolitan areas. And that's how they respond, and that's how they get away. Imagine what their response would be if people went and did that in Georgia. I don't know which town it's in, but imagine if that happened. The media would slam them. They wouldn't cover it, and or they would slam them. It would not go well. Chris Dixon, we'll continue until we stand up. We'll continue until we stand up and shoot back. Well, I look, I'm not going to advocate for people doing that for a number of obvious reasons. But I'm not saying you're wrong either. It's not, it's just, it's, this thing is on a, this is, we always say it's a train that has sped off the track. It's well off the track. You're not getting it back on. And it's headed towards a cliff. Lulu, that's a fair point. I've got a puppy. And he's a year old, but he's still a puppy. He's a husky. So they really are never not puppies. And it is an insult to him. But anyways, losing train of thought here. Matt said some people. Some people in Oakland talking about the shooting, saying that they're just balancing the system. I'm so sick of that discussion. We fought really hard to improve, right some wrongs, make things better in this country where there were mistakes. Because again, newsflash, we're all imperfect human beings. So to think that in the past, the present, or even the future, that we're going to get it right is just insane thinking. But repeating stuff is obviously is stupid. So we've done a ton as a country to improve and grow. But yeah. This whole, it's balancing the system, reparations, this, that. No, stop it. The people, most of you people who are saying that, by the way, weren't even around during those times. You do have the right to defend yourself, Trace. Absolutely. I'm just saying don't fire, don't go and start something, because the rest of the country's not caught up. The rest of the country's not caught up. So you've got to have the people in Montreal had numbers. They're like, hell no, we're not doing this. We're staying out past curfew. And by the way, F you. The big Red Voice or someone mentioned earlier, I saw it fly by, the digital war is raging. It has to have, you've got to have so much strength in numbers. And at some point, we do. We've got bigger numbers and we've got the stronger team, without a doubt. We're just the kinder people who are trying to do this right. But big tech, the media, the highly politicized government organizations now will destroy individuals and or small groups if they go and do something stupid. So I would advise against that. Protect yourself. Be prepared. Be smart. Be prepared and have stuff on hand. Don't put yourself in bad situations. Just live a common sense life. But it is nasty out there. Kimberly Smoot, I found Red Voice Media on YouTube. I did too. I know exactly where they are, and you guys should check them out too. They're awesome. They're great people there. Good friends of the show, obviously involved here all the time, but they have Red Voice Media. We put it in our link every day. It's a great site. If you go to redvoicemedia.com, you can get great news commentary over there. Some of ours goes over there. Some of theirs comes to ours. And they've got some great shows and different content over there, so please do check them out. We got to support each other, y'all. Super important. All right. Ting Ting says, and then we'll end here. I feel like this is going to be 2021 Summer of Love Groundhog Day all over again. Probably, Ting Ting. I don't think you're wrong on that. You're going to see lots of it. It's going to spark more and more. And if the Chauvin trial ends up with him being acquitted or something that doesn't please the mob, which is nothing pleases the mob, then it's going to be that much worse. Yeah, check it out, Tyler. Thanks for doing that. And you're welcome, Red Voice. Absolutely. I know you'd do the same for me. All right, guys, have a great day. Lots of stuff to get through the rest of this week. Be safe out there wherever you are. Be smart. Be free. We'll see you tomorrow.